When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Our woman of the day was a silent movie star, Broadway legend, director, and producer. The lavish parties she threw at her Hollywood estate would have given Jay Gatsby a run for his money. Let's talk about the fabulous Alla Nazimova. Alla Nazimova was born Miriam Idez Adelaida Levitin on June 4, 1879, in Yalta, Crimea, which was then part of Tsarist Russia. Alla's home life was disrupted at an early age when her parents divorced. She spent the next several years bouncing between family members and in and out of boarding schools. At 7, she began learning the violin. She later enrolled in the Philharmonic School in Moscow, but pivoted her artistic pursuits after she discovered acting. At the age of 17, Alla joined the Stanislavsky Moscow Art Theater Company. It was there that she developed her stage name, Alla Nazimova. In 1899, Alla married fellow actor Seryozha Golovin. Soon after they married, Alla started up an affair with another star of Moscow's theater scene, Pavel Orlenev. Alla and Pavel started their own theater company and were soon touring around Europe to much acclaim. Riding off this success, Alla and Pavel made the leap to the United States. In 1905, Alla debuted on Broadway in a reprisal of The Chosen People. The following year, in 1906, Alla struck out on her own and signed a contract with famed Broadway producer Lee Schubert. She starred in a production of Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler. Alla is hailed as one of the best actresses to have ever performed the titular role. Alla spent the next few years starring in iconic Ibsen and Chekhov plays on Broadway. Her big leap to film came in 1916, when she starred in the silent film War Brides. From there, her career in silent films took off. Her performance as a prostitute in the 1918 film Revelation, along with her portrayal of a suicidal woman in Toys of Fate that same year, made her a Hollywood darling. Alla signed a contract with Metro Pictures, where she earned $13,000 a week. In today's dollars, that would be nearly $230,000 a week. And Alla did more than just star in her films. She also started her own production company, Nazimova Productions. At a time when women were often kept out of such leadership roles, Alla wrote, directed, and produced much of her own work. But she had to do so sneakily. Many of her screenplays were written under the name Peter M. Winters. The films she directed were using the name Charles Bryant. In actuality, Charles Bryant was a British actor who Alla often referred to as her husband, although technically Alla was still married to her first husband, who she'd left back in Russia. Much like her first marriage, this union proved to be a bit of a sham. While the two kept up pretenses for many years, Charles eventually married someone else, and Alla's true sexuality was revealed. This revelation developed in tandem with Alla's reputation for being very generous to up-and-coming actresses. The control she had over her films allowed her to feature young women she felt were talented. This also proved fruitful for Alla's dating life. She struck up romantic affairs with many actresses, including Jean Acker, Anna May Wong, and Eva LaGallienne. Alla eventually found a long-term partner in actress Gleska Marshall. Together, the two created a lasting part of Alla's legacy, the Garden of Alla. The Garden of Alla was a 3-acre property on the corner of Crescent Heights and Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. The garden was a safe space for Alla, Gleska, and their lesbian community. It was also the site of lavish parties for the Hollywood elite. In 1927, Alla converted the gardens into a resort. It included 25 bungalows and lush foliage surrounding a pool shaped like the Black Sea. The opening party for the resort raged on for 18 hours and included stars like Marlena Dietrich, John Barrymore, and Jack Dempsey. Other A-list celebrities of the time, like Ginger Rogers, Greta Garbo, and F. Scott Fitzgerald, also spent time at the Garden of Alla. Tallulah Bankhead, who we featured earlier this month, could often be found skinny dipping in the pool. Alla's rise to the top eventually hit a snag. After a series of flops, her production company was forced to close. The production that put her over the edge was an adaptation of Oscar Wilde's Salome. This extremely expensive film was opulent, full of over-the-top performances and devoid of plot. Everything about the film flew in the face of Hollywood's rigid morality codes. It's said that the entire cast and crew for the film was gay. Her film career derailed. Alla returned to Broadway. She continued to have a successful stage career for many years and did return to film as a co-star in some of the first ever talkies. But Alla's star power and financial standing had significantly fallen. In 1941, Alla returned to the Garden of Alla and rented Bungalow 24. She remained there until her death a few years later in 1945, when she passed away from coronary thrombosis. She was 66 years old. The film that bankrupted Alla and derailed her career, Salome, was screened in Alla's honor at the final party ever thrown at the Garden of Alla in 1959. Salome is now seen in a new light. In 2000, it was hailed as an experimental tour de force and added to the National Film Registry. Alla received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. All month, we're celebrating Pride. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow. Before you go, I want to tell you about another show I think you might like. By the 1990s, Toronto's gay community already had its coming out. The rash of violent, unsolved killings of the 1970s and 1980s were fading from the headlines. But for transgender women who knew what it meant to be over-policed yet underprotected, a history of violence was repeating itself. Sex workers, in particular, found themselves vulnerable and ignored. The Village from CBC Podcasts returns to explore the stories of two women, Alora Wells and Cassandra Doe, whose deaths remain unexplained and unsolved. Listen to The Village wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.